وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful. This is Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio in series of For Humanity program. My dear audience, I'm sure you remember that we've been talking in previous episodes about the human rights in the Holy Book. We talked about the right of life and the price of life in the Holy Book and the status of life in the Holy Book. But before that, we reminded our dear audience that whatever right that we are going to introduce in these series of talks are the rights among the human beings themselves. There is no duality between God and human being in imagining such rights. When we are talking about the rights of human beings, we are not talking about the rights that human beings have against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no right for human beings to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that. These rights are the ones that human beings have in the interaction and relation with each other. The second right that we are going to talk about, and it's going to be a little bit comprehensive, it's the right of freedom. Of course, this topic is a very both comprehensive and a very challenging and critical discussion. The thing that there are many disagreements and disputes between Islamic ideology and Quranic culture versus the Western culture and Western ideology. There are many schools of thought. They have talked about the right of freedom. There are many philosophers who have talked about that, and they analyzed and elaborated many aspects of that. But we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before all of those schools of thought and all of those philosophers and scholars, has touched very carefully and cleverly the issue of freedom. When we talk about different types of freedom, even you will understand and you will find out that there are even some types of freedom that it is a kind of innovation in the Holy Book in comparison with what the philosophers, Western philosophers and other schools of thought have brought to the human beings. There are some creativities, we can say. One of the very significant type of freedom is a kind of spiritual freedom. Or let's say freedom from the corporeal aspect of life. The Holy Book, from the very beginning, tries to open a new window and to give a new observation to the human beings, because normally human beings in their daily life, they are dealing with the desirable and materialistic aspect of their life. So this is a new kind of freedom that we are going to talk about that after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of For Humanity program. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRB English Radio. We've been talking about the human rights in the Holy Quran, and we said that one of the very significant rights of human beings is the right for freedom. And we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought creatively some of the new types of human rights of freedom that even the Western schools of thought and even the Western philosophers didn't think of. And one of those is the right of spiritual freedom, or freedom of the corporeal aspect of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy chapter of Ali Imran, verse 14, he brings a very comprehensive verse talking about different material desires of human beings, corporeal desires of human beings. زُيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. He says that to mankind has been made to seem decorous the love of desires. And these desires have different objects and examples, including women, children, accumulated piles of gold and silver, horses of mark, livestock, and farms. So these are different types of desires, material desires, corporeal desires, that normally human beings daily are dealing with them. And there are many other verses as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to insinuate to the human beings and teach human beings that this is only the least and the cheapest aspect of human life. So there are many other better and more precious aspects of life that we haven't thought of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another chapter, when he wants to talk about the life in this universe, the worldly life, about dunya, he says that dunya and its life is like a blossom. زهرت الحياة الدنيا. Have you looked at a blossom? A blossom is very beautiful, but has a very, very short life. Only some days. It's not going to stay, it's not going to remain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the life of human being in this universe is like that. So he tries to teach the human beings to get free of these kinds of desires, not to be surrounded, not to be limited, not to be stuck in these kinds of desires. So this is a kind of, we call it spiritual freedom, that it's a kind of innovation of the Holy Quran. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد